Hey there, welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimek. First of all, I have to apologize for last night's program. I got so tied up with things over at the radio station because this has been a hectic week launching the new show that I wasn't able to do yesterday's show. That very rarely happens. I almost always get the podcast on, but I do apologize. I really had no choice. We had some things to do at home in addition to the station, but things are settling down. The first week has been interesting, to say the least, but I think we're in a good groove now with the daily show Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. Therefore, I'm able to do this program today. And as I mentioned, by the way, I hope you're still doing good after you have completed your total consecration to Jesus through Mary, if indeed you did that. But and incidentally, here's some news for you. Today is Wednesday, obviously. Tomorrow morning on our Spirit in the Morning show on Holy Spirit Radio, we're going to do a special program on the Blessed Mother. So we're going to do Blessed Mother songs, lots of good information, because tomorrow is the 99th anniversary of the miracle, her final apparition at Fatima. You got to check this out if you want to learn more about the Blessed Mother. I think you're going to really love the show. We're going to be streaming live at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on holyspiritradio.org or also on TuneIn Radio. So either way, if you're interested in checking out the show, you'll be able to listen that way. It's Spirit in the Morning tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. But right now, on today's show, we are going to go a little bit deeper into the daily Mass readings. We'll look at the first reading, the Psalm, and the response and the Gospel from Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. It's been an interesting week since we started the new radio program, and I've been reading the Gospels in the morning. Jesus has been making it really tough. These Gospels have been challenging, to say the least, but I think sometimes that's a good thing. Because what we tend to do is focus on Bible passages that we like, things that maybe tickle our ears, that feel really good to listen to. Some of the more challenging messages, we'll tend to overlook them. Why? Because they're painful and they're challenging. That's human nature. I don't like what Jesus had to say today. I don't really like what he said yesterday. I don't like what he's going to say tomorrow. But he's in one of those grooves right now, and he's really slapping me upside the head and giving me a kick in the rear end. But I personally think that's a good thing, because we can sometimes become a little complacent. We can sometimes get into our comfort zone, and we like that comfort zone because it makes us feel good to be there. Well, today you'll see in the Gospel we are going to be challenged in a pretty rough way. And it really is good for us to look inside and say, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I being a Pharisee? Am I really loving my brothers and sisters around me as much as I should? Yeah, it's easy to love God. It's easy to get your prayer book and head into the church or the adoration chapel or go into a corner somewhere. It's not that difficult to do that. And in fact, if I had that opportunity and I didn't have to love everyone, including my enemies, I would choose it because that feels good and I like it. I have a problem with people. That's the Mother Angelica has been quoted as saying Christianity, the most difficult part of Christianity is what? Dealing with people. And that, it sounds funny, but it's a true statement. So today we're going to hear some challenges, and I ask you to really look at yourself, ask the Holy Spirit, which is always a good idea when you're talking about sacred scripture. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me in this reading? What do I need to do? What do I have to fix in my life in order to better imitate Christ? Which is what we're trying to do in our lives. We're trying to imitate Christ. We're trying to live out our baptismal promises in the best way possible. And oftentimes we don't do that. So that's what's ahead on the program today. Before we get started, I want to remind you that I am, there are a couple of ways that you can help my work and help me to go forward and help to keep this program free of charge. And one of the ways is by making a donation, by becoming a monthly sponsor, or by making a one-time donation to my work. You know, this is the part I don't like talking about, but coming out of total consecration, donations were lower this year than expected. So I have to be honest and let you know that I really do need the help. It costs money to put the program on. It costs money to pay the bills in order to do all of the work that I do as a full-time Catholic speaker, but it can be challenging. And in order for me to get this program free of charge and pay all the expenses that I need to pay, I need to turn to you and ask for help. So you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com and becoming either a monthly sponsor, which is very much needed that we get some new monthly sponsors, or by making a one-time donation. Now, there are some other ways that you can help me out as well. One of them is if you're somebody who shops from Amazon.com, if you would just, instead of going to Amazon.com whenever you want to make a purchase, if you would just simply go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link from there. That's not going to cost you anything extra by doing that. And you're going to get the same prices. You will get the same products. Everything will be the same. And I don't get to see what you purchase. That's another important fact. However, when you do that, when you do it that way, and you come from my website, when you follow the link from my website, then what happens is I get a little bit of a commission on anything you purchase. So that's all you need to do. You want to shop from Amazon, just go to followingthetruth.com first. You can put it in your browse, in your bookmarks, and click on the Amazon link from there. You do that and you can really help me. The other way, especially if you're a coffee lover, is to purchase Mystic Monk Coffee from my website. And again, it's very obvious, not a problem. And if you have a problem, just let me know. I'll tell you where to find it. There is a Mystic Monk link on my website. I haven't been doing a lot of Mystic Monk promotion on the show lately because it's still a bit warm. Not everybody's a coffee fan. I always notice that coffee sales go down in the summer. And even though we're in the fall now, it's still a little warm. Not everybody's a coffee lover at that time of year. I am. I have my coffee all the time, but not everybody is. Mystic Monk Coffee, I think, is the greatest coffee that I've ever had, and I think that you will ever have. And it's brewed by, as the slogan goes, real monks passionate for fine coffee. They are Carmelite monks. They live in Wyoming, and they do a fine job with coffee. So they are the ways that you can help me financially, and I do need the help. That's why I'm starting the show with this, and I would just assume not talk about it, but I know you care. I know you like listening to the program. I know you believe in the work that I do. So that's why I know I can count on you. And I'm really looking for some new monthly sponsors. That's a very important thing. You can do it for as little as 33 cents a day. That's $10 a month. That's all it is, 33 cents a day. If the show is worth that much to you and your loved ones, maybe somebody else is away from the church and this program will help them. Whatever you can do is greatly appreciated. Please go to followingthetruth.com, and I would appreciate if you could help me out there. Okay, let's begin with a prayer, and then we'll get right into these Mass readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, it's such a great privilege to be in your presence this day. No matter where we are, we know we're in your presence. Father, thank you for the gift of another day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us. The blessings of our families, the blessings of our jobs, the blessings of our health. And of course, if we don't have these things, then we thank you for the blessings of the difficulties. It's not an easy prayer, Father, but we know that you love us, and therefore we know that anything that happens to us in our life, even though it might not be painful, we know that somehow that can benefit us. And we thank you for the difficulties as well as the happy things that come to us each day. We ask you, Father, to help those who are sick. We ask you to help those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who might be struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with religious persecution, or maybe facing some sort of an extreme weather condition. We ask you, Father, to accept our own personal needs, whatever they may be. I ask you to take over this show, to send your Holy Spirit to speak through me. And I ask you to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask you, Father, to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase religious vocations. Father, please help us to be able to proclaim our faith in the workplace, at home, wherever we are. It gets difficult at times, so we ask you to help us with that boldness that we need. Increase the gift of fortitude in us so that we can go out and share the good news. Please help us with in the United States with our upcoming presidential election. Help us get a president who upholds your law and does not pursue the laws of the world, which oftentimes are in opposition with your law. Help us make the right decision when it comes to voting. And please help us always to stay close to you. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, sometimes we get, and rightfully so, I understand this, overwhelmed by what's going on in the world, almost to the point of being hopeless, or almost to the point of despair. We want to be careful about that. We want to always pray for guidance so that we know what to do, know what we can do, and pray for our government officials, and also to pray for peace in the world. We got a lot of crazy stuff going on, but you know, this is something we need to remember, that God's bigger than all of the craziness. The fact that he's allowing it to happen doesn't mean he's powerless. It means that he's allowing it to happen. A lot of it has to do with free will. So we can pray and ask for him to fix all of these problems. It's a good idea for us to do that. And then we really have to respect his decision making and whatever he does, however he goes with these things. And remember that we have free will. So just as you can commit a sin, everybody else can commit a sin. So there are bad sins that get committed every day. There are murders that take place. Why? Because of free will and because of evil. That happens. God allows that to happen. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't be praying for these things to stop. So keep up the prayers. And the same goes for abortion. Pray to end abortion every day. Don't give up. Be optimistic. Know that it's God's will for abortion to be ended. And if it's God's will, there's a very good chance that it'll happen sometime soon. Your prayers can make the difference. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to The Gary Zimek Show. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, except last night when, due to a lot of other things, I wasn't able to get the show done. And again, I'm sorry for that. In the time that I've been doing this show, and I started it way back in 2010. Man, that's hard to believe that we are coming up to our sixth anniversary. I think it will happen sometime in December. I don't remember the exact date. But I've been blessed to do this show for that many years, and I've missed very few of them. I really like to do the show unless something really major comes up. And last night it was just crazy with doing the new morning show and running around. I didn't have the time to do it. So I apologize for that. But we got some ground to cover today. If you need to get in touch with me, my email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com. If you want to look at my website, maybe see some of the resources there, possibly bring me to speak at your parish, just pay a visit to the website, followingthetruth.com, to find out more information. Okay, does that sound good? And all right, let's get started with this. And I always, when I ask you that, I always assume that you say yes. When I say, does that sound good, or what do we do? You know, I just hear you saying yes, because I know that we're one. We are thinking on the same wavelength. At least I hope we are. That's why I assume that I know what you're saying. Okay, Gary, enough. You can be quiet now. Let's do these readings today. Again, we're at the 28th week, Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5. Verses 18 through 25. Now, I'm doing a lot of talking today. I need to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which is a nice big glass of water with a slice of lemon in it. That's something that's important. It's hard to talk for this long without a break, without getting dry. St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 18 through 25. Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Boy, you know what? This is a great passage. This really sums up. I'd give a talk called Unleashing the Spirit, and it's all about letting the Holy Spirit work in your life. St. Paul is giving us such a great way to measure the Holy Spirit's work in our life. And when he says the fruit, and these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we all know the gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, fear of the Lord, and what am I forgetting? Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, fear of the Lord, and and fortitude. Whew, that's a tough one. But these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When we have the Holy Spirit, and we do, we receive the Holy Spirit for the first time in the sacrament of baptism. Why is it that if we look at our lives and we look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit, we look at the fruits: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Why is it that we don't always exhibit those fruits? We're not necessarily living those fruits. What's the Holy Spirit doing? Is he sleeping? And the answer is the Holy Spirit needs us to invite him to really work in our life. We gotta get him active. We have to submit to his workings in our life. He just does not. This is the way the Lord works too. And we talked about the Blessed Mother. She does the same thing. The Holy Spirit just doesn't take over your life. The Holy Spirit generally gives you inspirations and helps you to be able to live out these fruits in your life. But the Holy Spirit doesn't force you to follow him. We want to get really good at listening to the Holy Spirit, and that requires time. The Blessed Mother is a big help when it comes to being able to hear and obey the Holy Spirit. So keep that in mind. You get to know the Blessed Mother better in your life. You're going to get to know the Holy Spirit better. And when you get to know the Holy Spirit better, and I will say this, he is a person. He's a divine person, but he is a person. And you can get to know him because he's a person. You can have a personal relationship with him. The more you get to know him, the better able you are to hear him speak in your life. You hear him speak and you obey him. Well, then before you know it, you're exhibiting all these fruits. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit that allowed Jesus, that really drove Jesus to do what he did in his life. So think about that. If you have the Holy Spirit in your life, and if the Holy Spirit can work in your life, well, then it's very possible that you can be living a Christ-like life. You can be doing what Jesus did. That's an awesome privilege that we have. So I'm really glad St. Paul touched upon this today, because I think that this is something that we need to work on in each of our lives, okay? That is, again, and this is a passage worthy of maybe marking up in your Bible or making a note of. Galatians 5, verses 18 through 25. Psalm 1, starting at the beginning of the book of Psalms, those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. We're going to have some choices in life. Every day you have choices. Do we follow the Lord? Do we follow the Lord, or do we follow our own desires, which often take us away from God? If your will is one with the will of the Lord, you're going to do exactly what you're supposed to be doing. But very few of us can say that our will and the Lord's will are perfectly compatible. There, we usually have a lot of differences there. And that happens. We have a fallen human nature. We have desires that take us away from His desires. That's something we can work on each day by praying for the grace to grow closer to Him, and also by really participating in the sacraments, by going to communion as often as you can. Can you get to an extra daily Mass besides Sunday Mass? Maybe once, twice, three times a week? If you could do it every day, that would be great. But for many people, that's not possible. But once you start doing that, once you start doing that in your life, and you get to know the Lord better, and you hang out with Him more frequently, then you begin to imitate Him. So that's a really good thing for us to be able to do. It's really a good thing for us to be able to work on in our lives. Following the law, those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. Not sorry, follow the law, follow the Lord. You're going to have the light of life. You're going to get to heaven. You follow Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Not only will you have great light in your life, because Jesus is the light, and you'll also eventually end up crossing the finish line and making it to heaven. That's why we're all here. That's why we're all here on this planet. So these are good, nice, uplifting messages in the first reading and the Psalms. Now, today's gospel, again, it's not easy, but this is the, we're at a point in the Gospels, we're doing the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, we're at a point where Jesus is really getting serious, and He's saying what needs to be said. Don't make the mistake of thinking this doesn't apply to you, because everything in the Scriptures applies to us. It's God's dynamic word, meaning He's got a message for you today, even though it might not be one you want to hear. Let's read it. Luke chapter 11, verses 42 through 46. The Lord said, Woe to you Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You're like unseen graves, over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. You know what? Jesus is amazing in this passage, this gospel passage. The first thing he does is he talks to the Pharisees. When he does this, when he starts off with, Woe to you, Pharisees, you know what's coming is not good. And that's what's happening. He's saying, you follow the letter of the law. You follow the letter of the law. You obey my laws to the letter. But you're not treating other people the way you should treat them, and your heart isn't in the right place. What the Pharisees were doing was good. They weren't doing anything bad. They were really following the law almost to a fault. But the Pharisees were known as religious separatists. They wanted to do their own thing, and they were not very welcoming of other people. It was like an exclusive club, and they would not treat other people with love. Well, that's the main way that we show our love for the Lord, by loving other people. That's not what they were doing. And Jesus, as he should have done, was correcting them. He was letting them know that this is not what he expected. He expected them to live the law, not just to follow it. There's a big difference there. And he was giving them really what they needed to hear, the message that they needed to hear, even though they may not want to hear it. And I think this part is really funny, because one of the scholars of the law said to Jesus in reply, Hey, teacher, by saying this, you're not only insulting the Pharisees, but us too. As if to think, or as if to say, that the scholars of the law were not doing anything wrong. It was just those Pharisees. Hey, you better be careful what you're saying, Jesus, because you're also not only insulting the Pharisees, but you're insulting us scholars too. And what did Jesus say? Woe also to your scholars of the law. You're imposing on people burdens hard to carry, and you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them. So in other words, they needed to get slapped around too, because they were placing these very difficult burdens on people, things that were very hard for them to obey, requirements that were man-made in a sense, and not being very welcoming to people, not making it easy for them to follow the Lord in the way that he wants them to follow. So really what this is a bit of a wake-up call for people who are really claiming to be holy but aren't that holy. That's you and me. And the big mistake that we make sometimes is we look at stories like this, and because they happened 2,000 years ago, we tend to feel that, well, this doesn't apply to us. I just want to get to the be not afraid stuff and let not your heart be troubled, so I won't worry anymore, or ask and you shall receive. These are the verses that we all like, especially those of us who are prone to anxiety. We like these verses. They're easy. Or God loves us, or for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, John 3:16. These are verses that are pleasing. But the other ones, if we're really going to have a relationship with God, and we do that, we should do that, then we have to be willing to listen to whatever he says. Because then it's a good relationship. I have a relationship with him, and that's whether or not I participate in it or not. He created me. He loves me. I have a relationship with him. But to have a good relationship with him, I have to do something. So I've got to reciprocate. I got to return his love. He doesn't force me to do that. So I do that by really listening to him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. So if I really do love Jesus, I should keep his commands. And really, that's the message today. And I think the challenge for each of us, we're all at different levels spiritually, and that's important to recognize. But it really doesn't matter where we are. Each of us could stand to improve our relationship with the Lord. We can get a little bit closer to him today. We might not think that we need it, but we do need it. And again, because we're all at different places. But for the rest of our lives, we're in a position where we can always grow closer to the Lord. It really doesn't matter where you are. Wherever you are, you want to try to get a little bit closer each day. So maybe think about this today. Put yourself in the place of the Pharisees or the scholars, and ask yourself, is there any area in my life where I'm not really being genuine? Am I saying I love God, but yet not contributing to charities, not being kind to others, not sharing my time with the church, with people around me, with even with my family members? Am I being selfish? Am I just going through the motions? Do I just go to church, or do I just say my prayers and really not pay attention to the words that I'm praying? And you know, understandably, this is uncomfortable. When we think about this in our lives on a personal level, it's not comfortable, but it's not supposed to be comfortable. We want to be challenged. That's the point. And these words of Jesus should make you feel uncomfortable. The problem is, so many times in today's society, we gravitate toward the messages of comfort. We want to hear good things. We want to hear how great we are. I mean, that's the human nature. I like people to tell me how great I am too. But sometimes that's not what I need to hear. Sometimes my wife Eileen will tell me something that's a little unpleasant. Because she loves me, she tells me the truth. Hey, Gary, listen, you need to work on this or that. So that's the same thing with the Lord. He loves us, and he wants us to get better. He wants us to one day live with him in heaven. So therefore, we're going to have to fix some things in this life so that we get better. Amen? All right. We are just about out of time. I want to tell you that it's been a pleasure to have you with me on the show today. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. Remember to let me know if there's anything you need. You can reach me by email at gary@followingthetruth.com. gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Until we meet again, have a wonderful night. Remember, God loves you, and wherever you go, spread his love to others. God bless you.